Well, we're excited to get Arthur Brown here to Baltimore. He's a guy that we coveted. We thought he was one of the best inside linebackers in this year's draft. We had the chance to see him a lot this fall and also had the chance to spend some time with him at the Senior Bowl. And he's one of our favorite players. Coaches liked him. The scouts liked him. He's a guy that plays relentless football. Two-time captain at Kansas State, transferred from Miami, and actually was elected captain as a junior after he transferred. So I think that speaks to the type of kid he is. He's good in coverage. We think he's a four-down linebacker who can play in passing situations, play the run, and also play in special teams. And we're very excited.
Yeah, just echo a lot of that. Really an instinctive player who plays hard every snap, has his way, he finds his way to the ball, shows very good speed. I don't know if you guys saw those highlights, but that was Robert Griffin. He was tracking outside, so he can really run. He's got great lateral range and red star type of guy. You've heard us talk about it, and he's just a leader, great kid, has passed every test along the way.
Eric, when it comes to value picks, is this a typical value pick, a guy you could have probably had in round one, but you figure you could wait a little bit and get him?
Well, I think, Joe, he's definitely a consideration for us in the first round. There's no doubt about that. Unfortunately, you know, we had some compensatory picks, which allowed us to deal a couple picks later in the draft to go up and get him. We started to sweat a little bit as we started to see some good players come off the board, and the idea of not getting him was pretty scary, so we decided to make the move.
Was this a situation where you had three or four players that you're willing to wait on, and as they were whittled down, then you decided to make a move?
I think pretty much. You know, there were a few players that we really liked, and then in the span of about eight picks, a few of those guys disappeared. And ironically, he was probably the highest of all those guys still there, so it was easy for us to make that decision.
You guys like him more inside or on the outside, the edges a little bit?
I'd say in our scheme, he's an inside guy. He'll fill one of our inside backer roles, compete for those spots.
Joe, is there someone he reminds you of in the league right now?
Pinpoint one guy. He's a little undersized. He's fast and he's instinctive and tough. There's a lot of those guys like that. Navarro Bowman's one of those guys that comes to mind. Second round pick when he came out and just plays the game with that type of mentality, temperament.
Do you think he's a guy that could be a plug and play, you know, right here, compete for a starting job from day one?
Well, he's going to compete. You know, coaches are going to play the best guys. He's going to have an opportunity to compete. We have some pretty good linebackers, guys that have played a lot of football. But Arthur's a motivated guy. I think he's a mature player. He's a very talented player, and he's going to have a chance to compete to play.
What made him a red star player? Was it that, you know, the transfer and all that, kind of fighting through that?
You know, just the makeup of the kid. He's a great kid. He, like Eric said, he is a two-time captain. You know, to walk into a school and be a fresh face and get that honor, that's hard to do. You got a lot of guys that are established there, and his teammates recognize that. He's a great kid. He's a great leader. He's passes all the intangibles: hard work, smart, tough, everything.
For Eric or Joe, having played in the Big 12 conference, how much did that guys give you guys confidence that not having that size wasn't going to matter because he played in a real physical league?
Well, I think he's a fast player. I think one of the interesting things is he's played against a lot of spread offenses, and we're starting to see more and more of that at our level. He's a guy that's good in coverage. Obviously, he's played against a lot of really good players, a lot of good teams. He's played well. Kansas State this year had a very good team, and he was a big reason for that.
Eric, you've talked about building through the middle of the defense. Do these two picks do that, or is there still more building to be done?
Well, I think so. You know, we've made some picks that we think strengthen the interior of our defense. We'd like to continue to do that. We have a lot of other needs, but I think these guys are really stabilizing forces. Both players are captains of their teams. I think that speaks to their ability to lead and be good players, and we're excited.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
We're going to get Arthur in our conference call in the media room.